More than 1,500 people gathered in Milwaukee this week to attend the funeral of Hall of Fame basketball coach Al McGuire, who died last Friday. Commentator Frank DeFord says McGuire, throughout his life, was much more than he appeared to be.
What the world saw of Al McGuire was some wisecracking character from a Sean O'Casey play, a charming Sharpie. What this disguised, however, was a shrewd and very calculating businessman who lived much more prudently than he ever let on. He grew up tending bar in his father's New York saloon, scuffling on the streets and the basketball courts, and he didn't look back on that life as romantic at all. His office was decorated with images of sad clowns. Boy, did Al know irony and contradiction. Flashy as he was, his true self was revealed in his teams at Marquette, which won year after year with a cool, dispassionate defense, with control. McGuire lived happily amidst his many friends, doing as much as possible of what he called going barefoot in the wet grass, which meant, in another favorite phrase, congratulating the temporary. That is, live for the moment. But at the same time, McGuire, born an immigrant son framed by the depression he grew up in, always had to, as he said, squirrel some nuts away. Frank, he told me, never undress until you die, Frank. That meant simply, be sure you have something to leave behind. I asked him then if at the end, if there would be more than what his wife Pat and his kids needed, what should they do with the rest? Al thought for a moment. Build a park for poor people, he said. And yes, that would be a very appropriate way to remember Alfred Emmanuel McGuire, who died the other day, age of 72. He hated to go. Life for him was seashells and balloons. But I'm sure he didn't complain. One day out of the blue, he just blurted out to me, Frank, what a great life I've had, Frank. McGuire, you see, was not good with names, even his own players. But like that, when he did know your name, he would use it twice, like bookends. And then always he said so many wry, vivid things like, every obnoxious fan has a wife home who dominates him. And blacks will have arrived only when we start seeing black receptionists who aren't good-looking. And if a guy comes home with flowers and says they're not for anything, they're for something. And dealing with problems, with differences, that's coaching. Running patterns is not coaching. In fact, he was sort of the anti-coach. He hated films and X's and O's and off-court discipline. Coaching, he said, was a mistress. He specifically hired what he called complimentary assistants, men very different than what he was, first communion guys that he needed to do the everyday coaching stuff. Al himself was out front. Frank, only one of us can wear the brassiere, Frank. He explained. More than anybody I ever knew, Al McGuire simply got it. I'm sure, for example, that when he gave up coaching in 1977, still in his 40s at the height of his powers, he knew he would be a huge success as a TV analyst. And he was. But oh, how he went out, winning the NCAA championship with his last game. Al adored country and Western lyrics. After he won the title, I sent him a telegram with one of my favorites that I thought was apropos. The girls get prettier at closing time. He loved that. And now that the absolute last round has been served in Al McGuire's wonderful life, let me only add, Al, what a great life you gave us. Al.
The comments of Frank DeFord, the senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.